Designer Alex Perry has apologised after sending 21-year-old model Cassie Van Den Dungen down the runway at the Australian Fashion Week looking extremely emaciated.
Serious lapse of judgment in, you know, from my part that I actually let that happen.
He told Breakfast.
You know, I looked at that footage and I recoil from it, and the images that's not the image that I think is a good one to put forward. It's certainly not what I've presented my brand about.
That's Alex Perry and his comments renewing debate about the health of models in the modelling industry and the example, the messages that this gives for young women. Someone who's been instilling confidence in young women, her life's work is Danielle Miller. She's an educator and an author of books like The Girl with the Butterfly Tattoo, A Girl's Guide to Claiming Power. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
What was your initial reaction, firstly, when you saw this this young woman? We can't forget about her. I mean, she was chosen. It wasn't her fault. And to have the designer come out and say, oh, yes, I've made a judgment of error. I suppose there's two sides to this. Firstly, the choice made in the first place, but also the feelings of this girl are being rejected in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I must admit, when I first saw those images, of course I was quite shocked. We know the fashion industry is notorious for presenting women who really have a coat hanger-like frame. And when you do work with young girls, as I do, you know that this does impact on their sense of self, absolutely. And in fact, when I asked teen girls, what do you think would be the average dress size of Australian women, the vast majority assume it would be around a size 8 to 10. The reality is that it's a size 16. So, you know, I did feel quite shocked when I saw those images, particularly given that we are pre the government's body image advisory board, which quite clearly stated we needed more diversity in terms of our models of beauty that we present to girls. But I must admit, I cynically wondered whether Alex had made that choice deliberately to allow controversy, therefore sort of bringing more publicity to his brand. It is pleasing to since hear him apologise. But as you said, we also need to be compassionate here to the young woman. I mean, no one wants to hear that their body has been rejected. And I'm sure she's finding many of the comments around her body now, you know, quite hurtful, and rightly so. We need to be careful that we look at the industry here and the issue, not at the individual girl.
And the thing with Alex Perry, you made a really interesting point, cynical or otherwise, he's renowned for his comments in Australia's Next Top Model. For example,
she's got no top lip.
She's got a blockhead.
Oh, you're mean.
Yeah.
She needs to shake hands with conditioner. She's like murderous beauty pageant queen. She is JonBenet Ramsey, aged 18. I think she looks like a wild pig.
Yeah. How much weight do you give to that apology?
I think it's really distressing. I found hearing comments like that very distressing, as did young girls, because let's keep in mind that the girls that he's critiquing are naturally gifted, genetically gifted, beautiful young women. And so for the average viewer at home, you're thinking, well, if she doesn't measure up and she's referred to as a wild pig, what chance would I have? And really, when we see adults in positions of authority like this critiquing girls in such a harsh way based solely on their appearance, this really reinforces for others that they too have the right to do this. And we see this played out every day on social media when the most awful things can be said about women's physical appearance in particular.
On 91.7 ABC Gold Coast with me, Danielle Miller. She's an educator, also author of books like The Girl with the Butterfly Tattoo, A Girl's Guide to Claiming Her Power. Do you think the industry, Danielle, and I'm talking the fashion industry, does it need to self-regulate more, or do we need to get tough on this and to legislate?
We need to get tough. I mean, as you say, the voluntary code of conduct hasn't worked at all. And I think it's really exhausting, you know, when designers sort of claim ignorance almost. You know, he would have been fully aware of that model's particular shape. He may not have known exactly what she looked like on that particular day, given apparently she's just back from modelling in Paris, where they have even more stringent guidelines around policing women's bodies to be ultra thin. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, claiming ignorance is just not good enough. I mean, I'm just done with this. We're seeing eating disorders on the increase. We're seeing body image dissatisfaction on the increase. And it's getting more and more difficult for parents and educators to explain to young girls that this is not the only way in which you can be defined as beautiful, when that is all they continue to see.
Danielle, what should we expect from our fashion magazines and from our fashion designers in 2014?
Okay, I think absolutely there should be complete disclosure, and I still don't understand why there isn't. To me, it's incredibly misleading. So I think that when magazines and advertisements Photoshop a girl and make her look completely artificial and almost alien-like at times, that needs to be disclosed. There needs to be a little caption at the bottom that clearly states that that image has been altered. That would be, you would think, common sense rule number one. Rule number two, I think we do need to look again at the issue of BMIs, body mass index, particularly when young girls are catwalking. That's a really physically exhausting thing to do. And if they do not reach healthy guidelines around their body mass index, they shouldn't be allowed to work. This should be an OH&S issue, for goodness sake.
That's educator and author Danielle Miller. She's a very well-known name here on the Gold Coast. Former model, television presenter, now author and mum, joining the conversation this morning about body image and, in particular, what we saw at the Australian Fashion Week catwalk yesterday and the apology from Alex Perry. Chloe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Do you think the expected body shape has changed since your modelling days?
Look, no, to be honest, I know Alex Perry quite well. I did his first ever show at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week and did them consecutively for about 8 years after that. And I was one of those emaciated models that walked down the catwalk, only I didn't have any problems with eating whatsoever. It was just my body type. So, you know, things haven't changed at all. It's just, I guess, that we are focusing more so on body image now because girls are coming out with issues surrounding their body image. And, you know, to be honest, I was turned away from shows back then. My agent, Ursula Hufnagel, who's renowned for pulling girls out of shows because they look too thin, pulled me out of many shows. But it wasn't the fact that I wasn't eating. It was just naturally my body type. So I feel sorry for Cassie in a way because I know, you know, potentially that's just naturally how she is. So, you know, I can sort of empathise in a way.
Yeah, and I did say at the start, you know, you've got a feel for her because she would have been chosen, of course. It's not up to her as to whether or not she's on the catwalk. So it would have been arranged. She'd been in Paris. There had been some thought that maybe Alex wasn't aware that maybe she'd lost a bit more weight when she was in Europe. But she then copped all this backlash and she even had to get onto to social media and say, I don't have an eating disorder. There are people who are, I mean, I went to school with a couple of girls who were really skinny and they ate like nobody's business. So that was just their metabolism. How would she be feeling right now, given that it's her body that is the focus of all this debate?
Yeah, I actually think, doesn't she have a child as well? I think.
Yeah, she does.
So, I mean, I don't know how she's feeling, but what I do know is that it was heartbreaking for me to be, you know, singled out because of being too thin. I mean, you can be singled out for being too voluptuous, but it can go the other way in the modelling industry as well, which we all know is quite a fickle and intense industry to be a part of. So, I mean, I feel sorry for her that she's been the target of all of this hate, as you will, because it's not her fault, you know, and she's one girl out of hundreds of girls that would have been walking down the catwalk this week for Fashion Week. So, you know, the fact that one body type like that has been targeted just goes to show that maybe we're concentrating too much on our body image. And, you know, Fashion Week is really, it's not real. It's supposed to be not reality. You know, you go there to see frocks and to see these big designers come out with incredible artistic ways of expressing themselves. It's not supposed to be real. So for people to look at that and think, well, that's how I'm supposed to look, I mean, that's really saying a lot about a person's personality, I think.
Chloe, 2009, there was a voluntary code of conduct, and I know I even covered it on this program as well for the fashion industry, and a lot of people said there hasn't been really any change in the body type or size of women who are modelling. Should laws be brought in? I mean, what responsibility should fashion designers or even modelling agencies, for that matter, have when it comes to portraying a realistic? I mean, it's never going to be truly realistic because these women, their whole life is about how they look, and that's not the way for most of us. But how do you strike that balance, Chloe, so that when you do get someone who is naturally thin, not getting singled out because over there's someone who's naturally a size 12 but is very healthy and fit, and that's the way her body's meant to be?
Look, I don't know. It's really a contentious issue, and it's one that I really feel sorry for these designers because, you know, they want their clothes to look amazing looking, running, going down the runway, but, you know, it's hard to have that balance of making your clothes look nice and not going overboard with a body perception. And well, I actually think that Alex Perry over the years has always gone for voluptuous girls, to be honest. I mean, Megan Gale has been his muse for many, many years. And, you know, I think this is just a lapse in judgment. And like you said, she was overseas in Paris and he might not have known how much weight she'd lost. And I know he's been criticised for comments he's made on Next Top Model before, but as we all know, television is always sensationalised and, you know, you get paid to say controversial things. And I would imagine that he would have been just trying to be controversial on that show. So I really don't know in terms of the legalities of how you would police such a thing, but certainly I know, you know, it's been a long week for Fashion Week, and for there only to be one girl that's being criticised for the way she looks is pretty good, I would imagine.
We're doing well so far. Look, just finally, Chloe, you have a daughter and a stepdaughter. What tools do you employ in your house to instill a good sense of self-worth so that your children are proud of the bodies that they have? And they help, I think they have two very healthy parents who are always doing marathons and running and doing crazy fitness things. So you are their role models. How do you then help them process the images around them?
Yeah, well, it's tough because you can't police everything. And certainly with the rise of social media, teenagers in particular, I have a teenage stepdaughter, have access to just at the touch of a button is pretty frightening. So, you know, I think probably the best thing that I can instill in them is just encouraging them for their strengths and probably not focusing too much on what they look like but who they are as people. That's probably something that we concentrate more so on our daughters and sons.
Yeah, and of course, and sons too, of course. Chloe, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.